Well, JJ, when we look at these plots, when you kind of had these conspiracies hatching, and as these groups are kind of moving along their pathway to violence, and they kind of go from that grievance stage into their violent ideation, when they're, trying to get an idea of what they're going to do, it's not unusual for them to talk about a number of different targets. And indeed, in this case in Michigan, we saw they were also initially looking or discussing targeting police officers. And it seems that plot or that talk of killing police officers is what led to one of the cell members becoming an informant and kind of bringing the group to the attention of the authorities. So for them to have discussed, other politicians who were, kind of seen as threatening the Second Amendment, as well as other, coronavirus-type lockdown measures, it wouldn't be surprising at all.
All right, we talked about Governor Whitmer. We're now hearing that Virginia Governor Ralph Northam was discussed as well, not necessarily by name, but the FBI agent testifying in the case, involved in the case with the Michigan plotters, said that there was a meeting in Ohio in June where representatives of white supremacist groups from multiple states met. You heard about that meeting later, because I think you've mentioned something about it since this thing with Whitmer came up. Can you share anything about what you know?
Well, yes, the field training in Ohio was actually mentioned in the federal complaint in the Whitmer case that was filed against six of the people charged with planning to abduct her. And so that meeting was discussed. I think it's important to realize that these groups are not necessarily white supremacists. They are right-wing extremists, and some of them may hold ethnic or racial grievances. But by and large, what we've seen is these people are motivated mostly by Second Amendment grievances, but also by complaints about COVID lockdowns. So it's more like a militia and not necessarily white supremacists per se.
You've mentioned this before, and I have to push back on this and ask, what is the difference? If they have some of these motivations that include things that are consistent with white supremacist ideologies, then what's the difference?
I think the difference is important because the groups like these militia groups will be kind of more inclusive, and they're not just all racialists. So, for example, we saw one of the individuals charged in the Michigan case was actually an anarchist. A left-wing extremist who also held to these Second Amendment and COVID-type regulation grievances. So it's important to look beyond just the white supremacist ideology and understand that right-wing extremism can spring from a number of grievance narratives that include racial and ethnic, but then it can also be just anti-government extremists.
Okay, fair point. Looking at what you've learned about the lessons learned from trying to kidnap Whitmer, what are your thoughts about what was the objective there?
Well, I one of the good things that we've seen is that these groups tend to be, well, first of all, too large. Their operational security was really poor, and that's what led to not only the FBI being able to recruit multiple individuals as informants within the plotting group, but they were also able to inject two undercover agents into this plot. So they had it very, very well wired and watched it as it progressed along, which is great. As these groups continue to work and as the government continues to focus on them heavily, they are susceptible to being infiltrated. The other thing is with this group, specifically the Whitmer group and really the Virginia group as well, I'm sure we're going to find out as more details emerge. They were really, far more aspirational than operational. They just didn't have kind of the capabilities to do what they wanted to do. And they were trying to do things that were beyond themselves. So rather than these guys were armed to the gills, and they had a number of people with a lot of weapons. But rather than conduct an attack that was within their capabilities, they were trying to do things that were beyond themselves. And so they thought that they needed, a large quantity of explosives. They thought they needed to recruit a demolition man. And this really allowed the FBI then to inject one of their undercover agents into the plot and kind of really, you know, monitor and control it. So, you know, by these groups going that route and you know, trying to do things beyond themselves, it really opens them up even further to mitigation by law enforcement, which there again, it's a great thing. I think also I'd like to stress that, you know, there have been people that have been critical of the government and say the government isn't focusing on right-wing extremism. But I think this case, some of the Boogaloo arrests we've seen, the way that the government's taken down the base, Adam Waffen Division and other groups, has really provided a good illustration that the government is very aware of the threat these groups pose and is laser focused on taking them down before they can conduct an attack against a governor or some other target.
Scott Stewart, Vice President at Torchstone Global. JJ Green, WTOP News.